This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gappa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Argentina's capital Buenos Aires this morning on the third leg of his five-nation tour that aims to reinforce India's engagements with Global South. He was given a warm welcome by the Indian community upon his arrival in the Argentinian capital with a special classical dance performance. The PM will hold delegation-level talks this evening to further strengthen the strategic partnership and open new avenues of cooperation between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the BRICS summit at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil on 6th and 7th of this month. It will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brazil in nearly six decades. During his visit, Modi will hold talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, along with several other global leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today laid the foundation stone of the country's first cooperative university, Tribhuvan Sahakari Vishwavidyalaya at Anand in Gujarat. During the program, Shah said that in the last 4 years, the Ministry of Cooperation has launched 60 new initiatives. The Ministry of Cooperation was established to instill hope in the lives of crores of poor and rural people. Shah also unveiled a special bilingual module on cooperation prepared for school students in collaboration with the Ministry of Cooperation and NCERT. In Himachal Pradesh, the Meteorological Center Shimla has issued warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall for the next 5 days due to increased monsoon activity. The monsoon, which entered Himachal Pradesh on 28th of last month, has severely disrupted normal life across the state. In Odisha, the rituals for the world-famous Bahuda Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra are going on at Puri since this morning. The sacred Bahuda Yatra is the grand return journey of the deities from their maternal aunt's house to Jagannath temple at Puri. Thousands of devotees have gathered to witness the divine event. In Uttarakhand, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today flagged off the first group of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra from Tanakpur in Champawat district. On this occasion, the Chief Minister said all arrangements have been made for the safety and convenience of the pilgrims. The fourth batch of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra has reached Serathang, Sikkim for acclimatization today. This batch had departed from Delhi on 2nd of this month and reached Baghdogra on the same day. The batch consists of 40 yatris, 2 liaison officers, 1 official from ITBP and 4 support staff. National Investigation Agency NIA has arrested 2 persons involved in illegal human trafficking from India to the United States, US and other countries. The accused were arrested after searches at 2 locations in Himachal Pradesh and Delhi. The NIA in a statement said that one of the accused played a key role in facilitating the journey of the victims on the donkey route, while another one was involved in transferring funds to donkeys in Latin America. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the loss of lives in an accident of Meerut Badaun Highway in Sambhal, Uttar Pradesh. The Prime Minister also announced an excretia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed his landmark policy bill, One Big Beautiful Bill, into law. The legislation enacts key parts of President Trump's agenda, including tax cuts, spending boosts for defense, and an immigration crackdown. The signing event held at the White House aligned with the Independence Day celebrations in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Trump said, "This is the biggest tax cut, the biggest spending cut, and the largest border security investment in the American history." Global technology giant Microsoft has officially shut down its operations in Pakistan after 25 years as part of its global restructuring plan. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.